everyone, and welcome back to another episode of Learn with Dr. G. That's me. Today, I'm really excited to do a quick overview of the stream that I did earlier this week, where we did an intro to GitHub. So let's get started. If you missed that stream, never fear. You can always check out all of my streams and pre-recorded videos for this What You Didn't Learn in School series, talking about Git, GitHub. We'll do some Bash, WSL later on here at aka.ms/learnwithdrg/WYDLIS_videos. I've said that a lot of times. Today, we are going to be following a module, which you can find at aka.ms/learnwithdrg/intro to GitHub. This is the module that we're following along with. And the really neat thing about this module is that it immediately sends you over to this GitHub Learning Lab. Let's get started so that we can see how this works. GitHub Learning Labs are really great because there are bots that follow you around as you're engaging with this sample repository and helping you to learn the features and nuances of GitHub. To get started, we just have to click on Start Free Course and make sure you're already logged into github.com. So this GitHub Learning Lab is going to create a new repository. I'm going to make it public, no problem. And I'm going to go into the advanced options because, as I promised on the stream earlier this week, when I did it on CLI or command line interface and my colleague Megan did it within the github.com browser, I am going to do it on Visual Studio Code this time. Let's get started. So the first thing that it does is clone the course material, create a repository on your account, push the course material to that repository, and then make sure the bots are all set up. Great. So now I can go ahead and get started. Let's assign myself to an issue. In GitHub, issues are a great way of tracking bugs, any feature requests, or anything that you want to get to, but you're not able to get to right now. Issues are often associated with pull requests because anything that you add to an open source repository, or even one that you're working on your own or with a small group, you might want to have some documentation and reasons why you are adding that. Issues create this amazing backlog of things for you to work on or for your peers and colleagues or other open source contributors to work on, and allows you to focus on small scoped features or bug fixes rather than getting distracted and taking on the entire project all at once. We can see here that our bot has opened up this issue for us and has told us that we need to assign ourselves to this issue. Assigning to yourself to an issue or getting assigned to an issue is really useful because once you're assigned to it, depending on the settings that you have set, you'll get notifications both in email, or you can check out this notifications bell here in the top of your GitHub profile. And we can see right here that I've been assigned to this issue. Great. Now that we completed that step, the bot has more steps for us. What we need to do next is we need to convert this repository into a GitHub Pages repository. Basically, what this means is that our code or files within this repository are going to be presented to the world more like a website. Let's get started on that. I'm going to scroll up to the top of my repository, and I'm going to click on Settings here. I'm going to scroll down in this general section until I get to the GitHub Pages section. I'm going to select my main branch to be the place where GitHub Pages is going to source all of the GitHub pages or web pages. I could have a separate folder called Docs where I'm going to put all of the more like public-facing web pages in, or in this case, I just want my entire repository to essentially be one big website. I'll go ahead and click Save. Awesome. Let's head back over to that issue now. GitHub Pages takes a couple of minutes to propagate because it needs to go through the files, make sure it compiles anything that needs to be compiled, creates YAML file, like all of these other things. But when it's done, we'll see that our bot is ready for our next instructions. This one is pretty easy. What we're going to do first is just open this in a new tab to check it out. Basically, what we're creating is a full screen web slideshow. Right now, though, we only have one slide. So let's go ahead and close this issue. The nice thing is if for some reason we thought we fixed this bug that was represented in this issue, but we didn't, we can always reopen this issue and continue to talk about it. Let's head over to the next issue. You can either click on this short link here or click on issues and you'll find it right there. All right. So the next thing that we're going to do is we're going to create a branch. Now, like I said, in our live stream, Megan did this all within the GitHub.com browser window. I did it in my command line interface using WSL on Windows. Today, though, I'm going to be doing it using Visual Studio Code. Basically, I just need to make sure I have Visual Studio Code installed and open up the command palette using Command Shift P or Control Shift P. After I have my command palette open, I'm going to type git clone, and it's going to ask me for a URL. Now, this bot is pretty handy, and it has provided me right here with the URL for my repository. But let's say we didn't have this bot set up because we weren't doing this in a learning lab. You can actually find this URL if you head back over to the code tab, click on code, and there it is. So I'm going to copy it from here. All right, now I have Visual Studio Code open. Let's open up that command palette and start typing git clone. It needs the URL for the repository. Let's paste it in. It's going to ask me where I want to store this. Let's just put it on my desktop. And I definitely want to open this repository. I can either open it in the current window that I'm in or in a new window. This is a new window, so I'll just open it right here. Awesome. A lot of files in here, but they match the files that are on GitHub.com. Let's head back to the issue and see what we need to do next. So we've cloned our repository. Now our issue is pointing out some features that are Git and GitHub related to help us understand how we're going to interact with our local copy of our code and the copy that's stored up on the GitHub.com server. Then it's going to ask us to create a new branch. So then that way we can add some changes, make some modifications, and to push that branch from our local copy and our local Git kind of understanding to GitHub so that GitHub knows about that branch too. Let's go ahead and do that. So the first thing that it said to do is to look down here at the very bottom in the right, down here at the very bottom in the left-hand corner, we can see that we're currently on the main branch. And this little icon here says that if we wanted to, we could fetch or kind of sync with GitHub.com to see if there's anything new that's up on GitHub. I'm going to click on main. And I'm going to title my new branch, My Slide, and click on Create New Branch. This will automatically create the branch from the branch that I was on. I was on the main branch. I said Create New Branch, and it just automatically chooses from main. If, for example, I wanted to create another branch, and I accidentally was on My Slide, but I really wanted to create the branch from the main branch, you could always check this Create New Branch from, and then choose the main branch right here. This is really great because you can either choose the main branch that's on your local machine or the main branch that's remote and on GitHub.com. If this is confusing, let me know either on Twitter at Dr. Guthels or in the comments down below, and I can make follow-up videos to explain these nuances. So right now, I do have my main branch and my MySlide branch that are currently on my local machine. Remember, I need GitHub.com to know about my MySlide branch. I'm going to head over here to this source control menu. And I haven't made any coding changes. All I've done is created a new branch, but I can still push those changes by clicking on this three-dot ellipsis here and then clicking on push. So let's go ahead and do that. We get this seemingly warning message saying, hey, my slide has no upstream. What do you want to do about that? I want to publish this branch. I want GitHub.com to know about my slide, and I want my MySlide branch on my local machine and my MySlide branch that I'm about to publish to be synced. So I can click OK. All right, so that worked tremendously. Not only did Visual Studio Code recognize that we now have a new branch that we might want to merge into main, but also our bot recognized that we published our new branch. And if we were to head back over to code, we can see that that new branch is in fact here. All right, let's see what this bot wants us to do next. It looks like it just wants us to create a new file, and we want it to have these as the following contents for it. So let's go ahead and do that now. I'm gonna head back over to the File Explorer, which I can get to by clicking on this kind of pages icon, go into posts and create a new file, and we're gonna call this, oops, MD, perfect. And we're going to paste that in there. All right. If you noticed, our version control menu does have this new notification icon saying, hey, you've made some changes here. We can click on that and see that we've got the following changes. It's just one change to this file. If I click on that, I will get a diff view of my changes. This is a new file. So on the left-hand side is what was on main, and on the right-hand side is the new proposed changes. In this case, nothing was there, and I'm proposing everything. If you watched the stream, I had to do a git add, or if you followed any of the previous git videos, we had to do git add to stage our commits. We can do the same thing right here by clicking on this plus sign to stage our commits to include this in what we're going to push up to GitHub. So now we've got this one staged commit. Let's go ahead and make our commit message. And I can click on this check mark here to say, yes, I want to commit this. Now you can see that we don't have any other changes. This is where you can do a couple of different things. So far, we've just committed our changes on our local repository. We have not pushed them yet. You can either head back up to that ellipsis like we did earlier and click on push, or if you notice down here, our little refresher icon here now says, hey, there's nothing that needs to be pulled down. GitHub.com doesn't have anything new, but you have some new stuff that might need to be pushed up. I'm going to go ahead and click on the one down here. I get this warning to make sure I know what I'm doing. And once this is done, we can head back over to GitHub.com and see those changes. Looks like the bot already detected these changes and it wants us to create a pull request. Let's go back up to our code. And we'll notice that GitHub.com also recognized that our new branch has some changes that we might want to merge into main. Let's compare and do a pull request. I'm going to go ahead and create that. Uh-oh, I did the classic fail. Even if you were doing something simple, it does feel redundant in kind of a small sample one like this, but you should always, always, always have a body to your pull request. Make sure that you are telling people what you're adding, why you're adding it, if it's fixing some kind of issue, something like that. Let's go ahead and do that now. I've updated that comment and hopefully the bot is okay with that and we can check to make sure that we're ready to merge. All right, it says that maybe we're not quite ready yet. We do want to make a couple of other changes. Let's go ahead and open that file again, but this time let's add something interesting to this. Instead of it just saying your text, let's add something here. All right, I am a dog mom to three, cat mom to one, and human mom to one. Looks like we're ready to stage these changes. Adding in a bit more info about me. Let's go ahead and commit and push. Yes, I'm ready to push. The really neat thing about PRs is that if you're on that same branch and there's already a PR open for that branch, those changes show up in this discussion forum. I love this feature because it just makes everything super clear about where I'm pushing code to and where it's going. Our bot says that we're ready to go. We can merge this in. And I always like to keep a tidy repository. I didn't used to do this, but now I do because, oh my gosh, have I had so many times when I just couldn't find the right branch because I had too many called patch one, patch two. So I'm going to go ahead and delete this branch because I am done with it. Our bot in the middle of that had detected that we had completed that merge. And now we can head back over to our slideshow, give it a second to propagate the new GitHub pages changes, refresh it, and we'll get this little blue icon here that we didn't have before. When I click on it, we're taken to my slide that talks about me being a dog mom, cat mom, and human mom. And that's basically it. You've made your first pull request and merged it in, and it was not too hard, I hope. If you have any questions about anything that we did or any other GitHub or Git features, please don't hesitate to reach out to me at Dr. Guthels on Twitter. That's usually the best place to do it. Thank you so much for joining me, and I hope that this helps on your GitHub and coding journey. Bye, everyone.